The Bob Siegel Show, sponsored by Bob Siegel.
The Bob Siegel Show is brought to you in part by Primetime Media Group and the law offices of Matthew Simone.
Recurring themes on The Bob Siegel Show can also be found on his online column, Forbidden Table Talk.
It's time now for the Bob Siegel Show, a religious open forum where all questions are welcome. And now, here's your host, Christian apologist, Bob Siegel.
Hello, welcome to the Bob Siegel Show, but this is not Bob Siegel. This is Dana Siegel, his wife. And I will be hosting today's show with three of my dear friends. Bob is here in the studio. He's helping us with the tech in our sound room, but he has graciously donated this hour to us to promote a very special ministry called From Grief to Gladness. This is our annual life-changing retreat that is coming up next month, April 26th through the 28th. It is a really powerful weekend for women who have experienced abortion. It is set in a private setting in Pine Valley that's very safe and confidential so that we can really be a part and focus on what God has for us. I want to start this show by saying that I know how difficult it is to hear anyone talk about the topic of abortion, especially if you've experienced an abortion or you've had multiple abortions. I know you may be having a strong reaction right now, even a physical reaction to what I am saying. And you may be tempted to turn off this show. That is exactly the way I felt before I learned how to receive God's forgiveness and his healing. So I ask you to stay with us, and I hope that you will find reassurance and encouragement before the end of the show. Those of us who have chosen abortion survive by not thinking about it, not talking about it, or even allowing ourselves to feel the pain of our choices. You're not alone. And if that's what you're feeling right now, it's very real, but there are ways to get past that pain. So again, it is our hope and prayer that this show encourages you and shares how God loves you and your baby. If you are a listener who has not experienced abortion, I ask you to stay with us as well, because it is very likely that you know several people who have chosen abortion. You just don't know about it because very few women or men talk about it. The statistics right now bear out that one out of three women has had an abortion in the United States, and it's possible that that's moving to one out of four. It's moving in the right direction, but we still have a lot of work to do, and that's a lot of women and men who have had this experience. It is an unspoken topic in our society, and most people who have chosen abortion are not aware that they need to actually grieve that loss to move past it and be able to move on. There is so much shame that is associated with this that most post-abortion people suffer in silence. In Psalms 32:3, it says, "When I kept silent about my sin, my body wasted away." Unconfessed sin does grow in us like a cancer. It makes us sick. I thought I was handling my abortion past as long as I didn't talk about it or think about it. However, I developed severe eating disorders and other self-harming behaviors. It wasn't until I met Bob in 2010, when he took me through a healing process, that I realized how much of my past was causing harm to my mind, heart, and soul. I didn't even realize how much I was struggling with having chosen an abortion. 85% of women who have chosen abortion have great devastation from that choice. And I'm just going to share quickly with you some of the signs of stress that are observed in women that choose abortion. And this is true for men and women, but we're focusing on women today as we are talking. This is coming from the book Healing the Hurt by Terry and Paul Reiser. And they name, these are many of the possible signs of stress from having chosen abortion. tremendous guilt that can manifest in different ways. Self-destructive behaviors such as eating disorders, substance abuse, promiscuity, abusive relationships, re-experiencing events related to the abortion, anxiety that leads to physical issues such as headaches, stomach aches, muscle tightness, difficulty sleeping, psychological numbing, depression, which may affect your mood, cause uncontrollable crying, poor self-concept, sleep and appetite disturbance, loss of normal pleasures in things in life, and possibly even thoughts of suicide. Preoccupation with becoming pregnant again, anxiety over fertility or barrenness, trouble bonding with your other children, if you have them, or other adults, anniversary reactions to the date of your abortion. I have three women who will be joining me today on the show so that you can hear firsthand about this ministry. Two of the women are from our serving team, and one woman was an attendee at our last retreat. So please welcome Lori, Rachel, and Serena to our show.
Thank you,
ladies, for being here. I am so grateful for your courage and your willingness to have a conversation. I did tell them this would be like just sitting in our living room having a chat. However, the topic is very intense. Just listen in to our conversation, and we're going to begin with, I just want any one of you that wants to share with us just describing how you felt before you received your healing and found the restoration God has for you.
You know, for me, I had a big feeling of just being broken. Alone, and a lot of shame. And I didn't realize how much of that came from the abortion experience.
Yes, it does have a big impact on us. Anybody else?
This is Rachel. For myself, there was so much brokenness, so much shame, guilt, self-medicating, drugs, alcohol, unavailable men, you name it. It was just a numbing of sorts. I guess I just numbed myself to the point where I just wanted to feel something. And it's just walking around in shame and brokenness.
Mm-hmm. Me?
If you'd like to.
Sure. Hi, this is Serena. For me, I didn't even realize I was suffering the effects of it. It was something that I didn't think about. But on that note, I spent most of my adult life in and out of recovery programs. Sometimes they would work, sometimes they would not. And I never understood why I couldn't get it until now.
Yeah. It does have a great impact. And I think from having worked with so many women in this ministry, I have seen over and over again just women circling with all of these devastating fallout issues because they aren't really going back to the main issue. We don't realize how much our abortions impact us and cause a lot of the other things that we have. And that list that I just read to you, I was so surprised when I went through the first healing Bible study to read all of that because I could see myself in it. And I thought, oh, that explains it. Right. You know, all those years when I was having eating disorder issues, when I was, running myself crazy, trying to pay for what I had done, causing great harm to my body and my emotions. I wasn't fixing anything. I was just making the problem worse. Yeah. And I was running away from the very thing that was causing it. I know one of our questions that we were going to ask today is how long did you carry this? How long were you running, so to speak? And for me, I ran for more than 30 years before I realized, found healing, and then realized that was the basis of a lot of my issues. Any of you, the rest of you want to share?
That was me. It was about 30 years that I just didn't tell anyone, just kept it to myself. It's amazing how we can just bury something like that away. We don't want to think about it. And for me, the healing started at work. I started seeing the flyers because I work part time at the church, and I saw the flyers, and that just kind of had that impact, like, okay. And so a year later, I saw the flyer again. It's like, you know, okay, Rachel, it's time. It's time for some true healing and really surrender. I had to surrender that part of me that was fighting that, thinking that, you know, I'm healing with everything else in my life. I'm not drinking. I'm not doing drugs. I'm celibate, all of that stuff. But yet there was still, I knew I needed to heal from the abortion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For me, keeping the secret, I had shared it with certain people. Mm-hmm. Over the years, especially being in recovery, but it was more of a skim over it. Mm-hmm. And, but you know, something's wrong when you don't even want to tell your doctors that you've done it.
Yes.
And yes. Especially in the church.
Going to checkups, it's hard. Yes.
Yeah. Going to checkups mm-hmm. was really hard. It would get that sick feeling in the pit of my stomach of shame. Absolutely. And I definitely didn't want anybody at church to know about it.
Right. Of course not.
Because, mm-hmm. you know, that's taboo, and, not realizing that I may be sitting next to a woman that had done the very same thing 30 years ago. So yeah, 30 plus years yeah. from the people that were important.
Right. And I definitely can identify with both of you in that. But for me, I think the hardest thing was for my parents to know. That really freaked me out because mm-hmm. my dad was a pastor, and I, you know, if that got out, what would they think of his ministry and all those kind of things. So there was a lot of bondage in keeping that from my family. And not realizing that by telling them was actually where the healing was going to come once I was able to be honest about it.
Yeah, and that's very similar to my story. My grandfather is a founding pastor of a church here in San Diego. My parents were in the Christian camping ministry. They were on staff. Any church we were in, they were leaders in the church. So there was great pressure on me, perceived by myself, right. to have a certain Christian walk, a certain standard. And I certainly did not fit that secretly. And so keeping it from my parents, I felt actually like I didn't have any choices. And I also felt like the walls of the church would come tumbling down if anybody knew about my past. And I volunteered in the youth groups, and I was one of the leaders, you know, as I was in high school, I helped with the middle school. And then when I was in college, I helped at the high school, and I just couldn't figure out how to take that mask off, to really be transparent. And, you know, at the time that we're all in a similar window of time, and I want to just jump in here with the fact that in this ministry, we've had women from the age 21 to 82. Right. So just because our time frames are similar, please don't limit, think that you have to match us in that. We've had very young women up to mature women, but we will continue this conversation in just a moment.
Believe it or not, Bob Siegel is aware that there may be one or two people who disagree with his opinions. To offer your own comments on the topic at hand, or to challenge Bob with a thought-provoking question, feel free to contact Bob on Facebook, Twitter, or questions@bobsiegel.net.
When you trust the care of your children to others, it's comforting to know they share the same Christian values, that what you teach your children at home is also taught in their preschool environment.
Wisdom Works Christian Preschool is an all-inclusive preschool where the staff ministers to all children of all abilities, including children with special needs, through a curriculum developed by the owners and designed for the preschool-age child 3 to 5. During these preschool years, your children will make important developmental gains, as well as social and emotional development that'll be the foundation for their overall success in life. Wisdom Works Christian Preschool is a state-licensed, Bible-believing, Bible-teaching preschool and a nonprofit 501c3 organization. Contact us now at wisdomworkschristianpreschool.com and secure a space for your preschooler. wisdomworkschristianpreschool.com or call 619-440-1044. 619-440-1044. Wisdom Works Christian Preschool.
To the Bob Siegel Show. This is Dana Siegel hosting the show today. We are having a conversation today about the topic of abortion and how that choice can be more devastating than we were told when we first chose the abortion. Right before we went to break, we were talking about the ages of the women that have been in our ministries. We have our youngest was 21 and we've been up to 82. Many of our women are in their 40s, 50s, 60s. And we think that, I haven't dealt with it. You know, all that time, I'm fine. And I can tell you from personal experience, there is something to deal with. And you will feel a great release of a burden if you do listen to that instinct and follow up on it. One of the things that happened, at least in the era that I was in, I was just a few years past the Roe v. Wade decision in 1973. And so abortion was legal when I had abortion. But what they told you at the time was the fact that it's just tissue. It's not really a baby. There's not really a baby until the heartbeat. And at that time they said 10 weeks or later, which we know now is absolutely not correct. It's just a medical procedure. It will be the answer to your problem. There's no other issues. They couldn't be more wrong about that. This was not a quick fix to the situation. At that time, it was not understood how much this emotionally impacts us as human beings. We were created to be in relationships, to be loving beings. God created us to procreate. So that's in our nature. And when we interrupt that and we make an alternate choice, we're going against the nature that we've been given. And so that's the part we really need to talk about when we're talking about the abortion is just the physical situation that it takes care of it in that moment, but it causes so much more after that. If you all wouldn't mind, I do want to share another verse. It actually follows up on that one that I shared earlier, Psalm 23:5. It said, "When I acknowledged my sin to thee," being God, "and I did not hide my sin, I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and thou did forgive the guilt of my sin." And that's what's so amazing about the work that God does for the women in this ministry, is that when we come to a place where we can really humbly confess what we did to him and ask for his forgiveness, he not only can forgive us for that past, but he also takes away the guilt and the shame and that burden that we've been carrying. I did not believe that was possible. If I hadn't experienced it myself, I wouldn't have realized that. So I think the next part that would be helpful is if you can share how you came to a point of finding your healing. For me, it was meeting Bob and realizing that he was getting more serious about me as a potential wife. And I thought, oh, he's a pastor. There's no way. Wait till he hears my past. There is not a chance he's going to be able to be with me. And, you know, it was just in, you know, confessing to him that he saw immediately that I had not gone through a healing process. I didn't even know what that meant. Didn't know there was one. When Bob took me through that and I was able to really process that and I look back, I realized how much devastation was in my life. So for me, the point of finding healing was meeting Bob and having him recognize in me that I still was carrying a lot of stuff from my past. Do any of the rest of you have a point where you realized the healing was important?
Yeah, I think for me, it was more of a process. There were things that happened along the way, but the one moment that I can remember just having a little bit of hope was I was in a Bible study, and it was about when godly people do ungodly things. And one of the women in the group was brave enough to share she had had an abortion, and it was the first time I had been face-to-face with that. And at the time, I didn't say anything, but afterwards I said to her, could I talk to you about that? And she was really the first person in the church that I was able to share with. And then she told me about a healing retreat that I attended. So it really wasn't until I was about 45 years old that that happened.
Wow. That's amazing. Anybody else?
Sure, I'll share. For me, I had actually gone through another study about 15 years ago. Somebody had found out that I'd had a chosen abortion and had told me that I needed healing. And I really didn't take that serious, but I went ahead and did the class because that's what I did. I did what people told me to at one time. Mm-hmm. But at the time, I was still in the grips of my addiction. And I don't even really remember anything about it. So fast forward about a year ago, Lori and I here, that I'm sitting next to, a very dear friend of mine, we were sitting having lunch and she started talking about it. And I felt that stirring in my soul that maybe it was time. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'd been sober. I was working through issues. I was just in a different place. And boy, it's been quite a year.
Yes, it has. And I've been having the privilege of knowing you through the retreat and now the Bible study and just watching what God is doing. And it's just been amazing watching how God's working in your life and the changes. And, you know, one of the things, too, I know with women in this ministry, you really bond deeply because this is a very deep connection that we have. And when someone can understand and relate to your pain, it gives you, I think, a much deeper connection than I've experienced in other relationships in my life. So I feel like I've known you many years as well. And it's just been such a delight watching what God's doing. But I can definitely see, again, his healing hand and what he's doing. So, and I'm so grateful that you're here.
Me too.
And willing to do that. So thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Of course.
So for me, about 6 years ago, I heard someone speaking up front at church, and they used the word abortion and that there was a 10-week Bible study. And that just kind of did a stirring in my heart. I just remember tears coming down and looking around thinking, gosh, people are knowing I had an abortion with all the tears coming down. So it took about a week or two to actually send the email that I wanted to attend the Bible study. And when I walked in and seeing the other women that I had seen at church, it felt like coming home in a sense where these women understand the pain. Mm-hmm. And so that's where the healing began, the 10-week Bible study.
Yes. I know we joke sometimes about how it's the club that none of us would have signed up for, but we're glad we found it.
Yes. Yes. It is a sisterhood that there is such a deep understanding of compassion and empathy. So we will continue this discussion right after the break. Stay with us. Thank you.
This is Bob Siegel. With the wiring in your home, you don't want to mess around with some unknown electrician. For all you know, he may have gotten his license by sending in 3 serial box tops.
Hey, these things happen. There's nothing wrong with my wiring. Houses burned down. You wanted a guarantee? You should have ordered the deluxe package.
Folks, play it smart. Call WNS Electric Incorporated. They specialize in contracting and repair. From troubleshooting to remodeling to circuit breakers and fuses, WNS takes a skilled but personal interest in your home at affordable rates. I use them myself, and I wouldn't call anyone else. Call 619-447-8785. That's 447-8785 for WNS Electric, license number 480539, WNS Electric.
People are enjoying Bob Siegel's time travel novel, Push the Winds Around. Check out these customer reviews on Amazon.com. This is one of those books like certain movies where you keep thinking about it long after you finished. Once I picked it up, I didn't want to put it down until I'd read the entire book. Literally, a page-turner. Every character came to life. Their personalities were well-defined and consistent. First thing I did after I finished the book was to ask about the sequel. The next customer said, I read this book cover to cover in one sitting. Great read with completely unexpected ending that left me wishing there was just one more chapter. Give yourself a couple of hours to read it all at once because you won't want to put it down. Push the Winds Around. Available on Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com. To the Bob Siegel Show. This is Dana Siegel sitting in for Bob. This is our annual radio show where we get a chance to share with you about a really important opportunity coming up for women who have experienced abortion and have not received healing. That weekend is coming very soon, April 26th through 28th. And I have some special guests with me today that are just sharing about how the healing process has helped them and how they've been able to move forward in their lives after having chosen abortion. The next question I want to have each one of them just share about would be just how has going through the healing process changed your life or your relationships, your self-esteem, anything along those lines? What jumps out at you?
I know for me, it's a process just like anything else. And, you know, there's times when I get set back a little bit, but for the most part, I think the biggest thing was a restored hope that I could live in freedom from mm-hmm. the shame of it.
Yes.
And then it gave me the ability to receive and give forgiveness that I hadn't had before to a greater level and to show grace and mercy because I felt like I had been given grace and mercy.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. For me, I think of it as I've been searching practically my whole life for that one piece of the puzzle that I couldn't find. And I feel like the pieces of my life are coming together and morphing into this beautiful picture. One of the things that really stands out to me when I hear this question is over these last few months, how much deeper my relationship is with my husband. I've fallen deeper in love with him. I feel intimacy that I didn't realize I didn't even have. And we've been together over 30 years. So it's been, as I said, it's been quite a year. And I feel like I'm learning to take the kid gloves off. Like my words do matter and I don't have to be afraid of my words anymore. So, yeah.
Wow. That's amazing, too.
Thank you.
For me, it was actually walking in truth now with no secrets of being able just, like I was saying, just truth and not in shame and asking God to forgive me, to forgive myself, asking my babies to forgive me and just being set free from that is life-changing. It's just I am closer to God than ever before. And I'm a baby Christian. I've been a Christian 7 years, and I always want to be a baby Christian just to keep
yes.
getting the healing.
And we want to keep watching you as a baby Christian. It's so inspiring. And I think all of that is true for me as well. I just know my life has changed tremendously since I've gone through the healing, and now God's called me to this ministry to help others. And I just feel it is such a privilege to get to help other women see how much God loves them and wants to restore them. In fact, we're going to share with you one of our very special songs from the retreat weekend. It's called At the Foot of the Cross by Catherine Scott. And it's so amazing because we actually talk about being princess daughters and wearing our crowns of forgiveness. And so this song really speaks to us. Please enjoy.
At the foot of the cross, where grace and suffering meet, you have shown me your love through the judgment you received, and you've won my heart. Yes, you've won my heart. Now I can trade these ashes in for beauty, and wear forgiveness like a crown, coming to kiss the feet of
Bob Siegel for Skyline Church. Looking for a place where you can be yourself without having to act more spiritual than you really are? Looking for a church where you can have the dynamics of a large worship service, but the intimacy of a small group? Why not try Skyline Church, located in Rancho San Diego by 94 in Hamasha? I know you'll enjoy the preaching of nationally famous speaker, Pastor Jim Garlow. You can also get to know people through a midweek small group. And for those who want to dig deeper into the Bible, a whole series of classes are offered on Sunday mornings. I teach one of them myself, Forbidden Table Talk, same name as my column, a time to bring up any Bible-related question at all. I would love to see you there. Now, I'm not saying Skyline doesn't have other good classes that you could take as an alternative to mine. I'm just saying don't take any of those. Take Forbidden Table Talk. Actually, you'll enjoy any experience you choose at Skyline Church.
Skyline Church, Sunday morning services, 9 a.m. and 11 a.m.
Welcome back to the Bob Siegel Show. This is Dana Siegel and three of my good friends, and we are continuing to share about an opportunity for women who have experienced abortion to help them process that past and move forward. We started these special shows 5 years ago when we had the first From Grief to Gladness retreat. We will be having our fifth annual retreat in 4 weeks, April 26th through 28th. We were just talking on the way up in the car that we can't believe it's been 5 years. But God has been so good and just continued to grow this ministry. We also have a 10-week Bible study that runs twice a year that is called Forgiven and Set Free. It is very, very powerful. Between the retreat and the Bible study, we truly see women transformed. And I can actually say I have watched women change physically in their appearance and their how they carry themselves and their outlook on life. I have watched them change so dramatically in front of me, from being so fearful, ashamed, locked down, to just being just amazing, vibrant women for God. And only He could do that. It's just an incredible thing to watch. The Bible studies run through Skyline Church. So if you are interested in doing that, you can just contact or go online at Skyline Church. The retreat, you can also get information through Skyline or on Bob's website tomorrow. You'll be able to get information for this year and how to connect with me. Between the retreats and the Bible studies, we have helped over 90 women. And that is amazing to me. When this started 6 years ago, that that we're there, that we've had 90 women, and our next retreat, we can take up to 23 women. It's a limited space, so if you're thinking about it, make sure you get connect with us soon, because it is limited spaces. But we're going to go over 100 women that have been able to really deal with this difficult past and be able to walk free from it. I do want to also say that from Romans 3, verses 22 and 23, it says, "This righteousness of God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference, for all have sinned and all fall short of the glory of God." As women who have had an abortion passed, we believe that the sin of abortion is the greatest sin of all. We carry that guilt and that condemnation. We don't put any other sin above that sin in our minds. I believed I could never be forgiven of this sin because I thought it meant that I didn't care about my unborn child. But as Romans states, there is no one who has fallen short, and only through God's grace and Jesus dying for our sins are we able to walk free from that. Beyond that, I want to reassure you, in case no one's ever told you, your babies are safe in heaven with our Lord. They have been taken care of by the King of Kings since the moment they left us here on earth. So be encouraged and know that we will see our children again in heaven. I find great comfort in that, knowing that I will be able to meet children someday. It's just such an kind of an overwhelming thought. I want to ask the question of our women here today. Why is spending time with other women who have experienced abortion so important to moving through this healing process? How has that helped you?
Well, I know for me, being around other women and listening to their stories gave me courage. It also let me know that I was not alone. And when I started hearing some of the other situations that these women had dealt with and seeing the similarities to my own life, it just felt like somebody cracked open and let beauty come out, because that had been stuffed for so long for me. So it's just that camaraderie of other women who understand and know what you went through, because they went through it themselves.
And they really understand the depth of the pain and the regret that you have.
And for me, one of the things that I experienced as a result of the abortion was infertility. And I've never been able to have children. And so that was such a big issue for me, when women would say, "Well, you know, why haven't you adopted?" Or, "Oh, you don't have any children." I mean, over and over again. And now I see where God has taken that pain, and I've transformed it by being involved with children. And
yes,
and seeing what he's done with that in my life has just been amazing.
You know, and you bring up a really good point that I just want to share with all of our listening audience, that there is a team of 8 women, we call them serving women, that work at our retreats, taking care of the multitasks and jobs that go on to pull the retreat off, and that help with our Bible studies. And I can tell you that between those 8 women, there is not an experience on earth that women endure that someone on our team has not experienced, or many people.
Right.
I am so amazed by the group of women God pulled together to lead this ministry, because just the fact that he brought in all these women that can relate to every single situation a woman may experience or have done to them. It goes both ways. Things we choose to do and things that are done to us that are out of our control, our team has experienced. And so I want to reassure you that if you come to retreat, you will meet women who, as Lori said, has infertile, not been able to have children after that. You'll meet women that have had multiple abortions, have had other reproductive issues after that, have had severe relational issues, have had extensive childhood background issues that I just stand in awe that the woman is still walking around and she survived all of the things that they went through, abuses that we do to ourselves. The list goes on and on and on. Divorce and adultery, promiscuity. I've been trying to go. There's so many things. I have a whole sheet I share on Friday night with the women to just show there's nothing you've gone through that somebody in this room doesn't understand. And God's, again, his just attention to detail and pulling this team together for that weekend. Did anybody else want to share about walking with other women that you can relate to?
Oh, I definitely, as I've shared earlier, being in and out of recovery groups, I've shared with people and I've been with women. I've been in ministry for years. But this was different. This is a, I can't even describe it in words. It's a look in the eyes. It is body language. It's, as I said, finding that puzzle piece you didn't even know was missing, trying to put it in the wrong place. I have just fallen in love with these sisters of mine. And I am looking forward to someday bringing it to my church. God showed me that. I'm like, what? So we'll see, not now, but maybe someday. Not maybe, but for sure. So, okay. Yeah.
Thank you. And that's what is so exciting is that right now we have 6 different churches.
Yes.
Because of this serving team and women we've become involved with. 6 different churches are working together now and we keep adding them. So, yay, we want to keep expanding it. All right. We will be right back.
Buying a home? Selling a home? It goes without saying that you need somebody experienced and skilled, but you also need a realtor you can trust, a man who will look out for your interests as if they were his own. This is Bob Siegel, here to steer you the right direction with just 2 words, Fred Valduti. Fred works with Realty Executives All Area, a company that has sold thousands of homes locally since 1994. Putting your home up for sale or selling a home can be stressful, filled with decisions you never anticipated. So put your mind at ease and call Fred Falduti. He sold my home for me at top price. Every step along the way, I benefited from his wisdom and a very generous usage of his time. By the way, Fred Falduti received the Executive of the Year Award for 2014. What? You say that was a couple of years ago? Listen, wise guy, do you want to mark the calendar or do you want somebody to sell your home for you? Whether buying or selling, the man you want is Fred Falduti with Realty Executives All Area, 619
619-771-7. That's 619-719-7717 or fredfelduty.com.
The sequel to The Dangerous Christmas Ornament is called Inside the Castle in the Glass, and already this entertaining sequel is getting great reviews from customers on Amazon.com. Reviews such as this one. Very clever way of introducing certain life principles in a fictional setting. I thoroughly enjoyed the story. Here's another review. I picked up this book at a book signing with Bob Siegel on a Friday. By Monday morning before work, I finished it. This is over 500 pages of story. I couldn't put it down. I would plan to put it down at the end of the chapter, then something big would take place. I would have to continue to see what happened. A lot of unexpected twists and turns and a lot of things you can't imagine. Things that make you say, what? By the way, I am pushing 60 years old and I enjoyed this book and look forward to more of Bob's books. Keep them coming. Inside the Castle in the Glass, available on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. Welcome back. This is the Bob Siegel Show. I am Dana Siegel. I'm hosting the show for Bob tonight because he's given this time to us to advertise our ministry called From Grief to Gladness. We are down to the last part of our show, which I can't believe. It's absolutely flown by. So I want to thank all three ladies now, just because I know at the end of the show we'll be doing a quick sign off. So thank you. Thank you to all of you for joining me today. I really appreciate it. And our retreat is called From Grief to Gladness. It is 1 month from now, April 26th through 28th. We go to the Pine Valley Bible Conference Center where they provide beautiful meals and housing and our meeting rooms. And that is just a close place, 30-minute drive from El Cajon. The cost is $95, which includes six meals, Friday night dinner through Sunday lunch, your housing, retreat materials, and gifts. However, if $95 is a hardship for you, please do not hesitate to let us know because we do have scholarships available. We do not want any woman to miss this opportunity because of money. So please let us know if you need help with that. We do have donors that have helped us so that every woman can attend the retreat. You again will be able to find information on Bob's website tomorrow morning about how you can contact us and move forward. You can also go onto the Skyline website and find information there. And we just hope several women who are listening join us this year. We want to meet you. We want to know who you are, and we want to have the privilege of walking alongside you as you get to see what God has available for you. I want to ask each one of you about the weekend. There's so many aspects to our weekend. It's right. it's such a powerful, amazing weekend, and I just love every time we come up to it and what we get to do together. But if each one of you could just share with us, what was the most meaningful thing to you? If you can choose one thing, what is the most meaningful thing?
Oh goodness, that is so hard. This will be my fifth year going. And I guess the most meaningful thing is seeing the transformation, how the women will walk in on Friday and you could see the walls, you could feel the walls. And then I noticed with each serving leader, as they give their testimony, you can just see the walls come down and they're willing to share and to talk. And it's finally a place to be real and raw. It's kind of like walking in without any makeup. You're just there and you're real. And a lot of us, we didn't have that, a place where there was truth. And just that transformation is amazing.
Yes. Anybody else?
For me, among a lot of things, as Rachel was saying, the word that comes to mind is, I felt safe. Mm. I felt safe and, validated. Mm-hmm. And I felt God's love. Like, so I know you said one thing, but
We'll take that's all me. That. That's good. No, that's great. Right.
Well, and you took my answer because I was going to say it too, but also peace, just a real feeling of peace there. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And for me, I think, again, there's so many parts that I really love, but I love seeing the transformation too. I think I'd have to say that from Friday night being, you know, like, how's this going to go? They're uncertain. They aren't sure. They maybe, we've had many women come that don't know anybody else. And so they're meeting everybody for the first time. And within a very short amount of time, it feels safe. It feels comfortable. We can feel God's love and peace. And they are completely different women on Sunday morning. And I just love that. I love how many women say, I never knew I could feel like this. I never knew I could be released of what I was carrying. So for us, I think it's just, it's such an honor to be able to serve God in this way and help in this ministry. We do, again, have 8 serving women who will be there. I think they're part of the reason that it feels safe and comfortable and loving because, and all of those women have experienced abortion. In fact, when you come, you will find out that our serving team, many have had multiple abortions, up to 5. So don't think you've had too many or they won't understand. Again, I cannot say clearly enough, there is nothing you will share with us that we haven't heard or understand or can relate to. So please have courage. And come to the retreat. If we could say one thing to women listening about coming to the retreat, what would you say? Anything? Last words?
I know I would just say stop listening to the lies and take a step in faith and see what kind of healing God has in store for you.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Oh, me? Oh, I know it's scary and I know it's unfamiliar grounds, but there's healing more than you can imagine, and it's never too late. Never too late.
Okay, one thing. Two things. Walk in truth, and it's time for transformation. Amen.
It is. Yes. Those are both good. Our weekend theme comes from Isaiah 61:3, and it says, to grant those who mourn, giving them a garland or a crown instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, a mantle or scarf of praise instead of a spirit of fainting, so that they will be called the oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. It's just incredible that God can take this part of our past that is ugly and just so difficult and turn it into something that he can use.
He redeems it. That's the word that I was looking for. He will redeem what Satan meant for bad, he will redeem it and use it for good.
Yes, that should be one of our themes too, because, you know, when Joseph talks about what you meant for bad, God meant for good. We can truly say that in this ministry that, you know, and the enemy tries to trip us up and he wants to keep us from going and receiving this. It really is. I hope you're hearing in what we're saying tonight that we almost can't put into words what this is about. We're doing our best, but until you've experienced it, it really is, will challenge you to try to put it into words. If you're able to join
joy.
It is. It is inexpressible joy. So again, our retreat is called From Grief to Gladness, April 26th through 28 at Pine Valley, very short drive from here. We really hope you will consider coming. If you want to just talk to me, please contact Bob. And just let him know on his website, bobsiegel.net, and he will connect you with me. I don't want any woman out there struggling alone in this. You're not alone, and there is help and comfort for you. So blessings on all of you. I sure hope I get to meet you in a month. Take care.
The Bob Siegel Show, sponsored by Bob Siegel.